You will need no introduction to our next speaker. It is David Cook, who's been a reader on the Chatterbox team for 10 years, retiring only recently. He tells Marnie about a new challenge he undertook a little while ago. Marnie talking to David Cook about a new challenge.
Hello everyone. Today I've come to David Cook's house and he's going to tell us about something that he has been involved in, which sounded very interesting to me. You will all know David Cook. He was a reader for about 10 years on Chatterbox, so a familiar voice to all of you. And also he has done one of our Chatter Round interviews. A little while ago he talked about one of his passions, which is collecting miniature cars. And indeed, there's a book at the side of us that's got his name on it. So he's written a book on corgi toys and their history. So first of all, David, good morning.
Good
Welcome
morning.
To Chatter Round.
Thank you.
And I saw your photograph in the local paper. That's how this all started. But it didn't give much background, so I'm hoping you're going to tell us a bit more about it. So what is it to begin with? What are we talking about?
We are talking about half a dozen local people, men and women, who want to do something they've never done before in their lives. So we've had two already, two ladies. One lady abseiled down a chute, and and another lady has driven a sports car around Snetterton Racing Track.
And we're talking of ladies of a certain age.
Yes, over, well, I think retirement age, I think, yes.
Yes, that was the sort of limit, was it?
That was the limit, yes. That's where we started.
Who set this challenge?
Well, this was Mustard TV in connection with the Hostry Festival. They got together and they were thinking of some programmes to do for the Mustard television series. And so that's how it started, really. We haven't been given all the details, but the Hostry Festival will be coming along in October and will be presenting the programme then.
Fantastic. Good. So that was Mustard TV setting the challenges.
Yes.
How did you hear about it? You saw it on Mustard TV?
No, it was in the evening news. There was a piece in the evening news, possibly a Chatterbox reading.
Right.
It might have been.
Okay.
And it said what they wanted, these older people, to do something they've always wanted to do, and write in, and they would choose half a dozen. And so I know of three so far, the two ladies and me.
So how were you chosen? Did you have to pass an exam or
an
essay?
They sent me a form, which I filled in and sent back to them. And then they rang me and said, we've picked you as one of the contestants.
Oh, lovely.
In the programme, yes.
Do you know any of the other challenges? You said the racing car driver.
Yes.
And you said the
the abseiler.
Abseiler.
Yes.
Do you know the other challenges?
I don't know the other ones,
you don't
no.
You haven't heard of them? No.
No.
You haven't been working
with them? I don't even know their subject either, what
right.
they want to do.
No.
Mustard, very busy people at Mustard, and I think they've kept a lot of things to themselves.
Well, I think they are busy. They're on a bit of a shoestring, aren't they?
They are, aren't they?
They all have to do everything.
Yes, they do, yes. But a very keen young lady is running it called Kate, who I met before in conjunction with the toys you were talking about.
Oh, yes.
Previously, they did a programme on me about my collecting toys and writing books about toys.
And so you chose your own subject, and did you put that on the form?
I did.
Yes.
Yes.
And that would be one of the reasons
they picked me.
Yes.
Because I said I wanted to do something for my grandchildren. My grandmother had done a lot for me when I was a boy.
Yes.
I was a war baby, and all the family were participating in the war production in some way or other. And my grandmother and I were very, very close.
Yes.
And she used to read to me, and I used to write stories. So that's really how that started.
So tell us about your subject. You haven't told us much about that yet.
My subject is, I've always wanted to write stories for children. And then I had this idea, and I love buses. I'm very keen on double-decker buses.
Are we talking big buses?
We're talking about model buses.
Oh, right.
And big buses as well. I just love buses, and I travel on them as much. It's a very, very big hobby. People would be surprised.
Yes.
It's all men.
Yes.
There's no...
Oh, what a surprise.
There's hardly any ladies. There's a few ladies, but... My subject is writing stories for children, young children, between, maybe 3 or 4, up to about 8 or 10, something like that. I was thinking Prince George, apparently.
Oh, yes.
He likes... the Fireman Sam, I think.
Yes.
And the stories about transport. And I thought, oh, this is ideal for him, really. And for my grandchildren, I've got 5 grandchildren.
I was going to say, what are the ages of your grandchildren?
My grandchildren, now they're growing up. I've been writing these stories for a few years when they were little, young, much younger. But they're the youngest ones now are 8 and the oldest ones are 14. So...
Right,
yeah, a good range, but they're really. I did practice on them and read it a bit, and then ask them what they thought. And one of my grandsons said, "I think you ought to have a few more descriptive words, Grandpa."
Oh, right.
Yes, so I got quite a good reaction from them. Yes,
yes. Excellent. So how did you start? What did you start with? One of those stories?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Yes.
Well, I thought, what's the most popular place in Britain? Place, city. London.
Yes.
What do you, when you go to London, what do you see? You see all the sights. And what do you see on the roads?
Tell me.
Thousands of red London buses, routemasters. There's hundreds of them, thousands of them.
Indeed.
And so that's how it really all started. And I thought, well, I'll make this into a children's story involving a bus. So I called it Buster the Big Red London Bus.
Oh,
that's the story. And I've got all the stuff here. He's a big route master like that. And on the cover, I want a big red London bus on the cover so everybody could see it.
Absolutely. Is this going to be published then?
Well, that's what they said they wanted to do, but I'm in their hands. They've taken me to a publisher, and I was working with this chap who's very interesting, and he told me how many words I should have to write and how many pages there should be in the book and things like that.
I hope you've got a computer.
Have I got a computer?
Yes,
I have a computer. Yes.
So you've got a word count.
Yes. Yes, 1,100 words on this particular story.
Yes.
I've written at the moment.
Mm. Well, I think this all sounds very fascinating. Have you finished it?
I finished it, yes,
yes,
and sent it off to them, and they said that they've had it and they've read it. And
what sort of time did it take you? How long were you?
Not too long. When we're on holiday, my wife and I are on holiday, we like to just... cool out, you know, and relax.
Yes.
No telephones, no computers, no nothing, no techniques. And just read and write and listen to music, really. That's what we love to do. So while we're doing that, Leslie, my wife,
yes,
she's knitting and embroidering and writing herself and all things like that. So this is what we do. And when we're on holiday, that's what I do. I write when I'm on holiday. These toy books I wrote when I was on holiday.
Yes.
So,
That all sounds very lovely indeed.
Well, it's so relaxing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, for some people it might be rather hard work.
Well, it just flowed because...
Well, it's obviously in your case.
Buses are in my blood, I think.
Yes, yes.
And I was encouraged by my grandparents as well. They took me on buses.
Well, that's a fantastic story. Thank you ever so much for sharing it with us.
That's all right.
And we all look forward. So we'll keep an eye out at the Hostry Festival and
see
what comes up there.
Yeah, and me too.
And the and the local papers.
And the local papers.
We wish you all the best with that.
Thank you very much, Marnie. Thank you.
There is no news yet on David's book, but we will keep listeners posted as soon as we hear.